This is a Triple J podcast.
Can shift from suddenly being, you know, the honeymoon period where you're out having fun together, making an effort for each other, to being in your activewear at home, sharing a bathroom together.
Hey, Dee Salmon here, and this is the Hookup Podcast. If you're new, we talk all things love, sex, dating, and relationships, and get you help on any dilemmas that you're going through. Basically, you just need to DM us on our Instagram at Triple J The Hookup. And recently, we got this DM from Alex. They said, "When is it the right time to move in? My partner and I have been dating for a year now and it's feeling pretty serious. We live far away from each other, about an hour and a half drive, so it would be convenient to live in the same place. I feel like it'll progress the relationship in a good way and I think we'll work well, but they are hesitant and feel like we're rushing it. What are your thoughts?" So Pip and I did a whole ep hearing from you about whether or not moving in together makes or breaks a relationship. And we got your stories and when you thought was the right time. But we did think when we were doing that episode, we need an expert in the room because this is a really big decision to make. It can change the dynamic of the relationship. You can, you know, see someone for all that they are and maybe potentially realize that person isn't for you. So here to help us figure it out and give some advice is couples therapist and sexologist Isaiah McKimmy. Isaiah, thank you so much for coming on The Hookup.
Thanks for having me, Dee.
So huge decision. Are you seeing more young people move in together? Because I feel like a lot of my friends seem to be doing it really quickly. And we'll talk about this in a sec around, you know, just the cost of living and rental issues and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like the social script is changing. It really used to be like this huge, big step that you would do after you got engaged. What are you seeing?
Yeah, so we are definitely seeing this shift. And I think you're right. There's two really major factors at play here. One is it is no longer taboo to be living together, you know, out of wedlock. So the social norms are shifting around that. And finances are absolutely playing a role for so many people. It is expensive to live alone. It can be challenging to share house, especially if you're trying to, you know, maintain a relationship as well. So absolutely, this is something that we're seeing across research, and also obviously in terms of what people are sharing with us, that they are moving in faster as ways to save money and save on the cost of living.
We're going to get your advice about how to make that decision. But first, I wanted to know, how do you think it changes a relationship?
Look, it changes a relationship. In terms of the research, we see a momentary spike in sexual frequency because it's fun and exciting. There's that honeymoon period. You're both there together. But obviously also we start seeing conflict arise because there's a lot more to navigate together when you're sharing a household, trying to live in the same space, you know, trying to work out the norms of what your relationship are, that we just don't see when you've still got your own space to go to.
What are some of the positives of living with a partner?
Well, we see that it actually increases happiness and well-being because we get to be close to the person that we love. We've got their support there. You know, we've got our friend, our buddy to do fun things with as well. And of course, it helps us get an idea of whether or not that person is going to be right for us in the long term. So it is also a really good way to start to really get a sense of whether or not you're compatible. So lots of benefits that we see.
Yeah, we had a few people DM us about that and they reckoned that living together is kind of the way to see if someone is the right person for you. Like that whole quote around, you never really know someone until you live with them. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely do. I think you're going to see different sides of someone when you're living in such close quarters with them and when you're sharing a house with them. And often that adjustment is a really big one for couples. So I think it is a really good, in a way, test for some people.
You mentioned before conflict, but what are some of the things that might not be so great about living with a partner?
So obviously, we will see things like household load, chores, different standards or expectations around cleanliness and housework that will come out. We'll also see things like one person potentially needing more time to themselves and one person wanting to do more things together. And that can be a really big source of conflict in relationships. There can be expectations about what happens now that we live together, we're going to spend all this time together, also go on dates and, you know, be really connected. But of course, we all have different levels of what we need in terms of independence and connection. And so that's going to bring those issues to the surface.
Absolutely. We'll chat about how to navigate that and have those convos. But what about when the right time is? What do you think about making that decision? Is there a quote unquote right time?
I actually don't think there is. I have seen so many couples that I have worked with over the past 15 years, and I have seen couples be really successful after making this move really quickly, you know, getting married within 6 months or moving in after 3 months and still have happy relationships. I've also seen people wait and kind of try to take things slowly and still end up with conflict. So I think that there are a whole range of factors here, including age, including previous experience in relationships, and obviously compatibility that play a role. So I think it is about working out what is right for you and your partner, and do you align around that?
Yeah, what are some important things to think about first? Because I think when you do move in together, it does, like we've been saying, change the dynamic a bit and you see someone for who that they are. We also have done episodes before around sometimes it becomes a bit of a roommate phase that can go into a bit of a roommate phase, and you do lose that initial period of a relationship where you're just like dating and, you know, seeing each other maybe once or twice a week or putting in a lot of effort to like organized dinners and dates and surprises and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What should, yeah, people think about before making the decision?
So there's a couple of things that are really important here. One is that you are being intentional about this. So we know that couples who are intentional about it, who have the conversations, who really think it through and talk it through together, end up being more successful around this rather than couples who, you know, kind of go with the flow or one person wants it, so the other one says, okay. Those couples don't tend to work out as well. So making sure that you both are able to say what you want and need going into this conversation is really important. And then, like, you're absolutely right. Like, it can shift from suddenly being, you know, the honeymoon period where you're out having fun together, making an effort for each other, to both being in your, you know, activewear at home, sharing a bathroom together. Really different dynamic. So a few things to, you know, to kind of consider are, you know, how do finances get shared? How does, you know, the rent or the mortgage get shared? What about expenses? What about food? Who's going to, you know, how you're going to share the household labor, what you do about still going out together? Like, are you still going on those date nights together? And what are your expectations for when you go out with other people? The other factor, and this is one of the important factors for actually a really strong connected relationship, is having fun and being playful together. So making sure that you still find ways to do that together, even though life has probably become a little bit more routine.
I love that. I spent about a year, nearly probably a year, talking about it with my current partner, and we live together. Mm. It's been nearly a year. But yeah, you do. You see each other in different lights, right? Like, you see each other in all of it. And then you have to have conversations that are like, who's putting the bins out? Like, whose responsibility is that? Who's cleaning the gunk in the sink? Which I absolutely will not. So, yeah, these are really important convos to have. What about when it comes to, you mentioned it a bit there, but a lot of women spoke about not wanting to do all the domestic, you know, the mental labor. How do you navigate that chat if you're in a heterosexual relationship?
Yeah, I mean, this is tricky because, again, we all have different expectations and different standards around this. And so having these conversations early and not kind of, there's always this balance, isn't there, between we don't want to like be picking up all of the small things, but if we keep kind of letting things go when we're actually not happy about them, ultimately they're going to build up and they're going to come out in some way. So I usually recommend once a week or so, maybe every once a couple of weeks, that you sit down and kind of do like a state of the relationship, like all the logistical things, what's working for us, what isn't. And that's like a space to bring up the challenges, which might include, you know, how the dishwasher gets packed, how the laundry gets done, all of these things, so that you can actually talk that through in ways that are calm and you're hearing each other's perspective around it. Because of course, no one wants to feel like they've suddenly got, you know, a child in the house that they're having to take care of when they want to be enjoying spending time with their partner.
And it might feel like, oh, you know, I think we have this idea around love and being in love. It's like they'll just, everything will just work and we'll just get each other and, you know, the love of my life.
Happily ever after.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It'll just work out. But it's like I've seen couples move in together and then they're actually having like massive fights over grocery shopping. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, one person is buying heaps and heaps and heaps and then wanting to split it down the middle. And it's like, well, we're not eating the same. And then just little things like that. And it just seems to be like actually some of these mundane small things actually do get, I guess, like become big conflicts over time in relationships. What about living in like where you decide to live? A lot of people spoke about trying to figure out whether you were like moving into their house or they were moving into your house or getting a separate rental together, or is that important to consider, and how does that change the dynamic if you maybe move into their place?
Yeah, all of those different scenarios are going to have different considerations, and they'll also differ, you know, depending on the person. We all have different needs. I think what becomes important is both people end up feeling like they have agency and can be comfortable in the house. And so there's a whole lot of factors that might go into making that decision. It could be financial, it could be who has to travel for work, it could be, you know, who has the most things or who's most attached to their house for whatever reason. Or maybe one person's rental is up and then it's like, well, kind of makes sense that instead of looking for another one, we would make that decision. So there's a whole lot of things that have to go into this. And it's, again, this is where communication just becomes so important. It's working out all of those different factors based on the situation.
How do you navigate if they're putting pressure on you? We had a listener share her experience of her partner kind of coercing her a bit and putting pressure, and using that example of their lease had come to an end and they were like, oh, I'm pretty much homeless. I've got nowhere to live. Like, I have to live with you.
Oh, that kind of makes me like shudder a little bit, because I think pressure for any decision in a relationship it's never great. That's never how you want to arrive at decisions together. And of course, then someone is giving up some of their autonomy, some of their space, and potentially some of their safety as well. So making sure that it does feel right is really important. And of course, it's never our responsibility to house a partner, although I understand why someone would want that option, as opposed to, you know, having to get another rental and commit to, say, you know, another year of commuting between each other's houses. But if you are feeling some coercion and pressure, that is generally a pretty negative sign for a relationship.
Yeah. How do you think you should have the conversation if you feel like your partner really wants to move in together and you're not ready?
I think we always want to try to understand what is behind both people's position on this. What are the emotions that they have around it, and what are those underlying needs? So if someone does have a high need for autonomy, for having fun with a friend, for being able to, you know, stick to their regular routines, we need to take that into account and be able to talk all of that through together, so you can work out together how you can meet as many of each other's needs as possible without it feeling like, you know, one of you is giving up, you know, giving up things. And although relationships are always compromises, there needs to be some balance in that.
What are some signs that it might not be a good idea? We spoke a little bit about it maybe being too soon. What are some other signs that it might not be a good idea?
I think definitely too soon. Have you been able to see what they're like in a range of different circumstances? You know, even in terms of what time someone goes to bed and how much they value sleep can be really important, those kind of lifestyle factors and working out if you know that about each other and do you align enough. There are also financial considerations around that. How much does someone want to spend on rent? And, you know, is one person feeling pressured into paying a little bit more than they might want to? All of these kind of small things, really, we need to make sure that they're addressed, or that we feel at least like they could be, and that you feel safe that you could speak through all of these things that arise in order to get a really good outcome for both of you. And if you don't feel like you can do that, if you feel like, gosh, if, you know, like something comes up and I don't feel like I could talk about it with my partner, that would be a sign that it's too soon, or it's perhaps not the right person to be sharing your living space with.
And important to mention the finances like you did, Isaiah, because I think we did an episode on it quite a while ago, but yeah, you become de facto right after 2 years. So it's really important to look into your rights when it comes to your finances and assets and that kind of thing, because yeah, it could definitely lead into legal territory if you haven't looked into it properly and don't know what is important when it comes to your finances.
Absolutely.
You mentioned there like testing them and getting to know them a bit more before moving in together and the importance of that. Do you think that going on a holiday together is a good way to kind of ease into it and see how you go, spending a lot of time together or seeing how they work? And you work like living in spaces, sleeping every night, going to the toilet, that kind of thing.
I think a holiday is a really good one, because there is something to be said for if you're spending, a couple of nights a week at each other's house, you still have your own space to go back to, like, especially whenever anything gets a little bit tense, you can always say, I'll go home tonight, or, well, let's just take some space. But a holiday, you really are forced to be in each other's space. And there's often these stressful things that come up during holidays as well. So it is a really good way to notice, how do you deal with the unexpected? How much do your lifestyles and how you like to spend your time align? And how do you deal with any conflict that might come up in that situation?
I am a really big, when I have a fight, I need to be able to leave. Like, I feel like that's a huge part of, like, when you live with someone, you can't be like, I'm leaving. Like, I always just love being able to, I'm going home. But when you live with someone, you have to be like, I'm going into the next room, or, you know what I mean? It's like, if you were someone who needs space to cool down and to think, it is a bit difficult when you're in like close quarters together.
Yeah, especially if the other person doesn't need that and the other person's like, no, let's talk it out and let's talk it through right now. That becomes a really tricky dynamic.
I've actually had, it's a bit of a pattern for one of my friends where they move in really quickly with people and then realize that they're clashing and it's not working, and then they break up and it's a big deal and they have to move out. And it seems to be this pattern that they're kind of repeating a lot. What's your advice when you do realize that it isn't working anymore? And do you think a relationship can you kind of like go back in steps, I guess, and still be able to save the relationship? Or do you feel like after people realize living together isn't working, that it kind of means that you're not compatible and you shouldn't really stay in the relationship?
Look, I never want to say never, because relationships go through all kinds of periods, and relationships can recover from all kinds of challenges as well. I think especially if people have made that move really quickly, or when there've been other things going on in their life, it might not work at that period of time, but they might be ready later. Of course, in general, you've probably seen a side of that person and a way that you kind of fit together or don't fit together that would understandably change how you would see the future of the relationship. But I never want to say never around that.
What do you think as well about the pressure we put on the relationship escalator of moving in together? Because I know a couple that, went through some hard times, moved out, now live in separate places and love it, and it's really working for them. Like, do you think that it's worth giving some thought to the kind of dynamic that works for you guys, as opposed to like what quote unquote kind of society expects of you?
Absolutely. And this is kind of the flip side of what we're seeing in terms of some people needing to move in together and choosing to make that decision faster than they might have. We're also seeing more and more couples, like long-term couples, choose to live separately or wait until they can at least get separate bedrooms in a place that they're living so that they do have that space. And some of those relationships are working really, really well. One of the things that I love seeing at the moment is how much we're no longer kind of confined to those social norms, and people are much more able to, you know, to share and navigate what might work for them in a relationship, because, you know, that traditional escalation and get engaged and get married and move in and have children just doesn't work for everyone. And our social situation is changing all of the time as well.
Oh, Isaiah, I love that. This has been such a helpful chat. Thank you so much. And for, yeah, people who might want to get some external help navigating this, what do you recommend? Couples therapist resources online?
Yeah, there is something so helpful about a neutral third party who can help you navigate the conversations, give you some tools, maybe, and ask the questions that you might not have thought of before. So loads of resources online, you know, what are the kind of questions we should ask each other before we get into a relationship? See how well you're talking through things. And if you feel like you need it, reach out to a professional who might be able to kind of guide you through a couple of those conversations to make it easier.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Isaiah.
Thanks, Dee.